We should be thankful when we get to come to God's house. We still have freedom today in our country to worship. We may not always have that, but we still do now, and I'm thankful to God for that. I'm thankful that, we're not breaking the law and that people are not going to come in here and harass us. And there was a lot of blood that was shed for that privilege. And we need to do what we can to maintain it. And I'm just glad that we could be here. And I hope that you have come here today and, with a right heart. Sometimes I think that there's something that we forget to bring when we come to God's house, and that's expectation. I mean, we should have great expectations today of a great God doing great things among us. The Lord's pleased with this today. He's pleased when His people assemble to worship, and He wants to bless us. I guarantee you, God wants to bless us today. And so we need to anticipate that and expect God to do great things among us. I certainly need your prayers. I want to share some scripture with you today from the fourth chapter of Paul's epistle to the Philippians. If you have your Bibles and would like to read along with me, I'd ask you to turn there to Philippians chapter 4. And I would like to read the first 13 verses today for a scripture reading. Philippians chapter 4, the first 13 verses. Verse 1, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias and Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. And I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." And that's reading there from Philippians chapter 4, the first 13 verses for a scripture reading. And I want to use this title, "I Can Do This Through Christ." And I use those words for a title today because that seems to be kind of a well-known saying in the day that we live in, when somebody is facing something that they're going to be doing, or maybe some type of adversity that they know that they're going to be going through, maybe people might take a deep breath and say, I can do this. You know, I can get through this. And that's basically what Paul was saying about all of the situations of life. But he wasn't saying that he could get through them by himself, but he was saying, I can get through these things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And I want you to think with me about what he said there when he said that he could do all things, not just things that are tragic, not just being able to make it through things that are tragic, not just being able to make it through things that bring about great and heavy trials, but Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And for us to be able to have a good idea of what was really being said here, you know, when we go back to that that great rule of Bible study about whatever you study, about knowing who's speaking, who they're speaking to, and what they're speaking about, when we think about the fact that it was the Apostle Paul that wrote this, that made that statement, that he could do all things through Christ which strengthened me, there's some scripture in the 11th chapter of 2 Corinthians that I believe will shed some light on the statement that he made. And I want to read these verses, and you can see in this some of the things that the Apostle Paul had been through, some of the things that he was reflecting upon perhaps when he wrote that to the Philippians. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning with verse 20, it says, for ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, wherein soever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. Now listen, in labors, more abundant, in stripes, above measure, in prisons, more frequent, in deaths, oft. Listen to the things that Paul said he faced. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. And so Paul not only faced great physical trials, but he also faced a lot of stress. I believe that's what he's speaking about there in that last verse, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. I mean, as an apostle, and the things that he did in fulfilling the office of apostle, there was a lot of stress upon him. And so we can get an idea perhaps of what Paul was saying when he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. You know, the apostle Paul, you know, he had to actually defend, and I'm sure that if you've studied Paul's writings to the Corinthians that you've come across this, but the Apostle Paul actually had to defend his apostleship to the people at Corinth. There were some of them that even questioned the validity of his apostleship. But you know, when Paul, the things that Paul wrote here in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, I believe that Paul could have said, you know what, all I've got to do is take my shirt off to show you that I have suffered for the Lord. All I've got to do is show you the scars that I have, where I have been beaten at times, because he had suffered many things, just like Ananias, you know, just like the Lord told Ananias, when he sent Ananias to Paul, when he was Saul after he had saved him, and sent Ananias to him, you know, he said that I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And he did. I mean, you know, he did a lot of suffering for the sake of his service to the Lord. And so, you know, the Apostle Paul was speaking about when he talked about being able to do all things through Christ that strengthened him. He was talking about being able to make it through being beaten with stripes, being beaten with a rod, being shipwrecked, being in all kinds of perils on land and on sea. I mean, he had quite a resume of things that he had made it through, and he gave the Lord the honor and glory because it's through Christ, he said, that I've been able to do these things. And, you know, you can go back to the 27th Psalm and you can see that David, King David, he makes the same claim. He says essentially the same thing. David found himself oftentimes also in great trouble. There for a while, Saul was doing everything he could to take David's life. He was doing everything he could. You know, I'm sure you've read the account where Saul, even one time when the evil spirit came upon him, and he took that javelin, that spear, and he threw it and tried to kill David with it. I mean, he was seeking David's life. And, you know, not only that, what he was experiencing from Saul, but also the wars. He was a man of war, and he was in danger a lot of times. But, you know, in the 27th Psalm, David says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. Who shall I fear?" And so, you know, he essentially says the same thing that Paul said. I've made it through these things because of Christ. You'll never have a better friend than Jesus. You'll never have a better helper than the Lord. The 46th Psalm, I believe, gives us great consolation as God's people when it tells us that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear? And I won't go on through that. You can go on and read the things that are said there in the 46th Psalm. But God is our refuge, and He is our strength, and He is what? He is a very present help in trouble. How quickly can God be on the scene? If you're in trouble, if you need help, how quickly can God be there to help you? Well, He can be there immediately. He can be there right now. He is our very present help in trouble. There are things that, you know, we try to help each other from time to time. But if you call, if we call on each other, and we're on the other side of town, it's going to take us a little while to get there to help each other, isn't it? We can't always be there immediately to help one another, even if we're willing. We're not able oftentimes, but God is our very present help in trouble, and He can be with you right now. Right now. We found that to be true when we sought the Lord for salvation. If you're here today and you're lost, God can save you right now. He can do His work in your heart right now. If you meet His conditions right now, He won't make you wait a year. If you meet His conditions now, He'll save you now. He brings present salvation, immediate salvation to those that call upon His name. You know, I thought about a song this morning. And in the song, I wrote down the words of one of the verses of that song. I've heard it sung before. I think it's a wonderful song. And it says in that, I have walked through the valley of the shadow of death, and I've breathed what surely would be my last breath. But as long as I can hold to my Savior's hand, I do it all over again. And I can just, you know, I can just imagine the Apostle Paul in the epistles that he wrote, you know, sitting in prison, writing these epistles. I could just imagine him looking back over his ministry and the things that he had faced, and having those very types, that very type of thought. I've walked through the valley of the shadow of death. I have faced many things. I've faced things at the hands of strangers. I've faced things at the hands of my countrymen. I've faced things, dangers on the sea and dangers on the land. I've had to flee at times in places where I went to preach the gospel. I've had to flee to escape with my life. I've been beaten. I've done all of these things. But as long as Jesus is walking with me, as long as I can hold my Savior's hand, I could make it through it all again. You believe that? You believe that God has grace sufficient for everything? For everything that we go through? Oh, I hear people's testimonies. I hear people's earnest pleas. Don't you hear things sometimes when we assemble together? Don't you hear things that, you can tell? I'll tell you what, when Sister Sherry called me about 4 o'clock Saturday morning and told me that her son had passed, I could hear the pain in her voice. I could hear the heartache that she had, and the sadness that she had in her heart as she expressed that. But I believe this today, that the Lord can help her. He can give her grace that will help her through that. You know, she'd been caring for that young man his whole life in ways that oftentimes as parents, we don't have to. You know, Scott never was able to become independent. He was dependent upon her, and she'd cared for him his whole life. And no doubt, it's difficult for her today. But God is our refuge, and He's our strength. And He's the best friend that we've ever had. And He's that friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's that friend that's always there. He's that friend that can help us immediately. He's that friend that can sustain us when we walk through the valleys. He's that one that can hold our hand and be with us. He's the one that David wrote about when he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not want. I will fear no evil because He's with us." We don't have to fear. When we get all anxious about things, and when we have our hearts are filled with fear about things, we're just not turning to the Lord. When we turn to the Lord and we place things in His hands, then we don't have to fear because He's with us. His rod and His staff comfort us. Haven't you felt that? In the trials of your life, in the dark days of your lives, when things were really trying you, that peace and that consoling that God is able to give to you, that calming of your spirit that the Lord is able to give to you when you turn to Him and you do what the Bible says, when you cast all your cares upon Him, knowing that He cares for you, and you lay everything down at His feet and you turn everything over to the Lord. Don't you know that, and haven't you experienced that calming that He can give you in the storms of our lives? Sometimes, as the old song says, sometimes He calms the storm. Sometimes He speaks to the wind and He says, "Peace, be still." Sometimes He abolishes the storm. Sometimes He tells the storm to just go away. Sometimes He calms the storm. Sometimes He just calms me. Sometimes the storm rages on, but I feel the sweetest peace. God doesn't always take the trouble away, does He? That's what the Apostle Paul found out when he prayed about his thorn in the flesh. God doesn't always remove the problem. He doesn't always take everything away, but He will give us grace that will help us to make it through it. You know, there's things we're going to face, aren't there? I'm glad that God is always there. And not only trials. I'll tell you what, if we would really sincerely, truthfully, honestly look at what Paul said and apply it to our everyday lives, there would be so many things that happen in the lives of people that could be avoided if we would just turn to the Lord and say, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." You know, not just, as I said, not just the things that we read about that the Apostle Paul faced, not just maybe when you're being persecuted. I'll tell you what, I believe there would perhaps have been a lot of marriages through the years that could have been saved if people would have just turned to Christ. When things begin to try them, life's not always easy. When things begin to try them, if they would have just said, "You know, we can make it. We can do all things through Christ who strengthened us." Sometime if we would just not lean to our own understanding, if we would acknowledge the Lord, as the proverb tells us, in all our ways, if we would acknowledge Him and let Him direct our paths, sometimes the heartaches we face in life could be avoided. Not always. And I didn't say everything could be salvaged, not always, but there are many things certainly that could be. Sometimes people are just not going to do what's right. Sometimes people are just not willing to do that which is right, that which is according to the Lord. But we can do all things. I think a lot about what the Apostle Paul wrote to the churches. I think about what he wrote to the Ephesian church. And he told them to be forbearing with one another, to forbear one another in love, to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. You know, sometimes there may be things in your church that you don't exactly like. Sometimes there may be things in your church that bother you. But we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. I'll tell you what, the person that lives their life according to that standard, according to what Paul said there, that person will be known for their patience, their patient enduring of things. That's what the patience of Job was all about. It was the way that he handled the trials and the troubles of his life because he turned to the Lord. We're too impatient oftentimes with each other as people. In families, in societies, in churches, we're too impatient with one another. You know, we can do all things through Christ. He can help us. Listen, He can help us in all situations. I could preach the gospel through Christ. I can't do it without Him. We can live our lives in a way that God will be pleased with us through Christ, but I assure you that without Him, we can't do anything. Just like Jesus said to His disciples, without me, ye can do nothing. And so look at the great contrast. Look at what we can accomplish without Jesus. Nothing. Look at what we can accomplish through Jesus. Everything. Everything. You ever look back? You ever look back and reflected back on something in your life? Trial in your life that you faced, or something in your life that you were able to overcome, and look back at it and be able to see so clearly, I couldn't have done that without Jesus. I could not have made it through that without the hand of the Lord guiding me. I could not have endured that without God's grace upon me. Yes, believe it. If you believe it, if you put your trust in it, it'll come to pass that you can do all things through the strength that the Lord is able to give you. He's our shepherd. He's our shepherd. In Him, we have no want. We have no want of sustenance. We have no want of help. We have no want of grace. We have no want of comfort. He gives us all of these things if we will just let Him. If we'll just trust Him. He will be our guide, as the Bible says, even unto death. You know, I'm thankful that one day He's going to take me home. I'm thankful that one day He's going to take me home to be with Him. But I'm also thankful for the things that He has done for me in this life. The things that He has brought me through. The times when I could feel Him lifting me up. Supplying my needs, granting me grace. And I don't know what I'm going to face. You know, sometimes I go and I stand by people that are dying. And I mean, sometimes the physical aspect of that is hard to look upon. I've seen people several times in my life dying of cancer and dying what seemed to be a very painful death. And I've often thought, you know what? None of us know how we're going to exit. None of us know the things that we're going to have to face. None of us know the things that we're going to go through, in our physical bodies, in that we don't have any idea what it's going to be like. We don't know how much pain that we may suffer before we make it out of this world. I know one thing, that we won't leave the world unscathed, will we? We'll suffer things in this life. But no matter what I've seen, no matter what I've thought, I've always been able to hang on to this. Whatever it is, whatever comes my way, the Lord can help me through it. He can help me through it. I hope you believe that today. Hope you believe that with all your heart. I hope you believe that the Lord can save you, because He can. He can. He can deliver us from anything that we look to Him for. That's my message today. Those are the thoughts that the Lord gave me to share with you. I can do all things. I can do this. I can do this through Christ. I'd like for us to have a song.